midterm in which he says more Republicans are elected.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Day three of jury deliberations in the fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort.
This jury has been deliberating for more than 18 hours now. Our team inside the courtroom that laid eyes on the six men and six women of the jury today report back that at least two of them seemed stressed or preoccupied. The Manafort defense team continues to express their belief that long deliberations are better for their side.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Yeah, they want to get the Antifa out of the jurors' houses.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it.
You need the time here. I'm still trying to find that damn picture. Screw you, Mark Zuckerberg.
My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try. Yoga pants. So soft and so sleek. Yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath. Yoga pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 504. Traffic.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No new accidents to report. Everything's good there. We are still seeing some rain in the area. In fact, taking a look over at the old radar, we can see that we are going to be in for a pretty good bit more as the evening rolls along. So keep your eyes open and beware of some wet, nasty roadways out there. Right now, the interstate systems are doing pretty well. Kind of stop and go, some brake light parades around the boulevard, but it looks like Atlanta Highway and everything else looking real good. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Oh.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We thank Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka for their long-term support of the show. Situations they take on, very similar to those that our guest earlier today, Donnie Davis, you know, somebody, how life can change in an instant. That's why this Mile Marker 13 thing is going to be a game changer. People need to understand, you know, the moment you have is the moment you've got, because it can go sideways on you very quickly. So when that happens to somebody, whether it's one of our heroes coming home after serving the country or somebody who caught the worst of breaks like Donnie Davis did, Gulf States Mobility's job is to try and restore mobility and choices wherever possible. In some cases, they put people back on the road who were told you'll never be able to drive again with this injury you sustained. Voice Command Technologies. They're called VIMs. They have those at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Motorized, customized motorized equipment for those. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. That just doesn't work. They also carry vehicles that are equipped for those who are wheelchair-bound but can drive without difficulty. But getting in and out of a car when you're wheelchair-bound, that's another thing. Well, the MV1 has been the solution for many folks who have to confront that on a daily basis. They're an amazing group. 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, with a wall of awards to show for the great accomplishments they've made serving those who caught that bad break here in the Southeast United States. Their number is 514-6590. We always ask an appreciation for your own mobility to go where you want to go, when you want to go, without being dependent on anybody else. Please look them up on Facebook and like them.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Governor Kay Ivey has created a group to encourage participation in the 2020 census as the state faces the possibility of losing a congressional seat. Ivey announced the Alabama Counts Census Committee during a Monday news conference at the state capitol. In the aftermath of a weekend blaze that left part of Booker T. Washington Magnet School in Montgomery a pile of rubble, fire officials have ruled out arson as a possible cause for the fire. Meanwhile, students and faculty will spend the rest of the school year at the recently closed Hainville Road School location. And the Alabama Crimson Tide tops the AP preseason top 25 poll for the third straight season. The Tide is just the second team to take the top spot in the poll for three consecutive seasons. The Auburn Tigers are in the top five, coming in at number nine. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our better-than-normal rain chances continue, in fact, scattered to numerous storms around, and even in the overnight hours tonight, the threat remains. Overnight low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow, as a front approaches, showers and storms are likely. In fact, locally heavy downpours in some towns, high temperature in the upper 80s, and then on Wednesday, behind the front. Mostly sunny, less humid, with a high around 89, down to the upper 60s on Wednesday night, and still dry on Thursday with plenty of sun and somewhat lower humidity. That'll be nice. You can follow the details of weather changes before they happen with our free weather app, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One, so beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
He's back.
We all know I've had my share of prompter issues. And here's the president meeting with a cola cue. Republicans, Grinches, launching fist full of coal. Copies of the new issue of Charlie Hebdo. He also goes by the name Michael Zihabiba. 26-year-old Nina. Phone. Ray Moreno. Honored David Letterman. He died of accidental asthma. Al-Qaeda in Yemen. The start of school has been postponed several times. Massive manhood is underway. Who spoke at a white supremacist convention. You look at the hand you dealt with. There are not 60 Republicans after a historic. When you hear of ISIS now waterboating all over the map on immigration, did the New England Patriots cheat to get into the big game? NFL analyst and Hall of Fame player Troy Aikens, the writer slamming President Obama for talking with YouTube celebrities.
Yeah.
What's the latest tonight in Iowa?
Well, in Ottawa.
All right. Al has done it again. Listen to this.
While we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real... Well, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of.
No.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
You need a teleprompter to spell that word.
What a dumbass.
Oh, my God. Brilliant. Hey, joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How are you this afternoon?
You know, I'm doing great. I was telling Joey, I guess like I'm like everybody else, just dodging raindrops everywhere.
Yeah, we've gotten a little bit of a let up now, but there's more to the south and west of us. I'm afraid it's not over yet.
Yeah, that's the way it looks. And tomorrow's going to be just a repeat, maybe even worse.
Could be, but there's a little Wednesday front that's going to clear the area and give us a peek, a quick little peek at the fall weather that's maybe a month away.
That's what I read on Rich's app this morning.
So. Yes, and you can trust that.
That's right.
Because while Rich may be occasionally
incorrigible,
he's always straight with the weather.
That's right.
So, did I see green in the markets today? Was a good day.
Yeah, you did. I think, you know, like we've been talking about this trade stuff, it looks pretty good. I think market probably feels like that there's, you know, real potential for a deal to get done. And there was news this morning that that an agreement with Mexico is really, really very, very close. Canada probably not far behind. And likewise, new discussions ongoing with China. And I think that's going to be the one that if it gets done, I think you're going to sort of see, I wouldn't call it a blow off top in the market, but you're going to see a pretty massive move, I would think, around that news. New records right around the corner. But, you know, the key there is going to just be to monitor the data as it comes in. Because everybody keeps asking me, man, how long can this market stay up here? Is it going to go higher? Or are we in for an air pocket?
If the Democrats get their way, we'll be right back to, they'll take away the tax cuts and we can go right back to that wonderful, thriving economy we enjoyed for 8 long, miserable years.
I hear you. Well, you know, there's a little checklist I've got, you know, things that I'm monitoring. And I think for me, in order of priority, the trade issue is probably number one. That seems to be headed in the right direction. Number two, certainly the midterm elections, which I would say characterize that as probably a close second, no question. And the closer we get to that date, the more that it's going to start to play a role in the way that markets are going to trade, I would think. And by the way, as I've said before, you know, the equity markets and bond markets are a pretty good barometer of how the winds are shifting regarding politics. And there's no question in my mind that Wall Street probably needs Trump to have as much, coverage as he can get in the House and the Senate in order to continue to push down this path. So if the market trades up, over the next month or two, that's going to be a pretty solid indicator to me. And then, you know, the last thing I would say is just to continue watching the economic data, notwithstanding some sort of a geopolitical event that, you know, is always a threat. But those are the top three things that I'm looking at. And right now, two of those three things are looking pretty good.
Well, so, you know, here's the thing. We all saw what happened after 2 years of Obama, and people realized that this guy had big plans for our health care and everything else. And folks went out and tried to stop it. Unfortunately, we got stuck with Obamacare. And I don't think the Republicans were particularly effective in stopping it either when they had the chance to do it. So the question is, this time, with wages rising and all the basically the good news there is, why would America rush out to throw that away? That's the question that plagues me these days. I just don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I think that sometimes it's not, in certain districts, in those House races, it's not so much about economics, believe it or not. I mean, we're talking about socialism here, so, and full-blown socialism, a far left-leaning agenda where wide-ranging promises are made for free stuff. And sometimes that resonates in certain communities, and you and a really slick politician with a
Well, there was a story last week that Joey's pals are embracing socialism more than capitalism. Where are they learning? I mean, there was a I was watching one of those Nazi Hunter shows, and there's Rudolf Hess talking about the National Socialist Party of Germany, yet these same people are throwing the Nazi word. They have no idea what it means. They haven't been taught.
I agree with you. Last night I had my oldest son over. We actually grilled out on the back porch. He's about to be 28. And he's like, I think, representative of a lot of people, the young people that are around his age, just largely uneducated about these issues. And we talked. I was talking with him last night about Germany and about how people were throwing their books in the fire and burning them up and handing their guns over. And
well, look what's happened. Nobody's burning books yet here, but certainly
well,
the media.
Well, in a way, I would say that they are.
Well, yeah. Think
about the educational, the national, the NEA, books that are available in the library, the books that are being taught in some way by default. You know, they're discarding a lot of books. But anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No. And the media, of course, they've sort of burned any book or any information on the conservative message and on capitalism. That's the way it's looked to me. So it's more of a metaphorical comparison, but it's still legit,
right.
You know?
Right. That's right.
And how sad that anybody would give that 2 seconds of consideration, you know?
Well, I know, and I think, you know, to me, it's healthy for all these young people, especially, to somehow find a way for them to be educated about what real freedom is, what the Constitution means, why the forefathers drafted this document, you know, the way they did, and that they have a proper venue and a proper way to be taught both sides of the argument, the logic around the various forms of democracy and how you can run a government. And I think it's healthy for them to learn that. But what's not healthy is to have public schools in certain parts of this country that are selectively teaching one type of ideology. And I'm afraid that's kind of what's going on in certain parts of the country. Would explain what you brought up earlier about certain people who are leaning with socialism.
You know, it's amazing how this particular ideology, the Nazis had control of everything. They couldn't make it work. Yet there's always another group of suckers ready to take it out. Of course, they compare us to countries that we can't be compared to, like Scandinavia, Denmark, what's the other one? Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if they can do it, well, but it's not quite complete government control, and you know, free Medicare for all. They got it all figured out. They got our futures figured out, and I see mine with a grave marker on it. Well, you're no longer useful to society. Not that I have been particularly useful today. But hey, when are you going to come down and join us in the studio?
I'm sorry.
You know, I was thinking about that today, as a matter of fact, and I think next Tuesday is probably going to be a good time for me. If it's not for you, we can get right back on schedule in September, and maybe do it on that Tuesday when we
let's shoot for
September.
That. The only wild card in the middle of all this is tomorrow. I'm going to find out from a dentist what exactly their plan is for me. It could be gruesome or it could be a lot simpler. That's what I'm hoping for, but I won't know until tomorrow. In fact, it's possible I might not be here tomorrow, because they can do it all and get it over with. And if that's the option I have, I'll get it done tomorrow. But
okay.
In the meantime, friends, this is what you need to do. If you haven't sat down with a money manager like Brad McDonald, make an appointment. There's no charge. 387-0094. And talk about ways you can maximize the money you work so hard to make. talk about investment if that's what you're interested in, or planning for your future, whether it's retirement or your kids' education or saving for a first home. They have been there for so many people over the years. And when you walk out of that meeting, guess what? You're going to feel better no matter what happens, because you have become managerial about your money. And that's a great first step to take. The number is 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thanks so much for your time, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope to talk to you tomorrow. If not, I'll be the guy that sounds like...
Well, good luck either way, man.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of going to the dentist.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Do you know I made it all the way back to the very beginning of my pictures in Facebook and that stupid thing wasn't there?
Really?
It was not.
Maybe there. It's in your Tupperware.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do when I go home tonight. I'm going to burp the Tupperware. It's been a while. Who's on two?
Pedro. I told him
that
he might
have to take a break now.
He's going to have to wait.
No, we'll get it.
You're such a
sucker.
You appease people.
Pedro. Pedro.
What's
Mr. Ree?
Yee.
I hear you have to go to the doctor tomorrow.
Dentist.
I hope you do not have a bladder infection.
No. I don't think you get those in your molars.
Oh, that's good, because if you have a bladder infection, you're in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you did there, Pedro.
Yeah, that's... It's funny.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gree. You need to show me some R-E-I-C-I-P-T-Y.
Did you hear that clip, Joey?
Yes. Yeah, Al Sharpton.
Let's play it again.
While we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real... Well,
bitch.
You, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the
words
of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gree. I misspell it. R-E-I-C-P-I-T.
That's close
I think
enough.
I say that.
We don't,
okay.
We don't penalize people for that anymore, so it's okay.
Okay, but, Mr. Greig. Mr. Greig, I hope everything come out okay tomorrow.
Yeah. Actually, I'm hoping it stays in, but we'll see. I'll let you know. If Joey's here, you know it wasn't good. What do you say to a guy like that?
No, I don't know.
You silly sausage.
He is. He is a silly sausage.
I had a joke that reminded me of Pedro earlier today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's a stupid dad joke. Well, so a bear walks into a bar.
Bear walks into a bar.
Sits down. The bartender says, what can I get for you? He's like, I'd like a drink, just a beer and a grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
The bartender says, why the big pause? He goes, I'm a bear.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's better than Pedro's.
I delivered it fairly well.
We don't want to discourage Pedro. And we certainly don't want the government to find him either, do we?
You want to just read dad jokes for the rest of the hour?
We could do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
You know what? Because I'm disconsolate now.
Because you couldn't find your first paycheck?
I've been looking and looking and looking. How much time have I wasted today? Started this morning looking for that stupid thing. And it ain't here. So I'm frustrated with myself. A day that began with all the computers not working and everything else. But then a guy like Donnie Davis comes along and says, you want to talk about having a bad day? Let me show you what a bad day looks like. By the way, mile marker 13, the presentation by Donnie Davis, survivor of a horrific wreck who has pushed on with his life with amazing courage and inspiration. It's this coming Thursday night, 7 o'clock at 129 Coosa Street, mile marker 13. And we hope that you'll be there for the launching of this project. And I truly believe this is something that will save lives and get people to think twice or even three times. Crawdad.
Good day.
How are you?
I was listening to Pedro there, and I can't help it. Is it stupid Monday joke day? Because I have
no,
one.
No, it's not stupid Monday joke day, but go ahead.
Yeah, these old couple, octogenarians, they went to the family doc for their annual physical, and the missus goes back. She's back there for a little while and comes out and says, okay, Harvey, he's ready for you. So old Harvey, he goes back in there. And the doc says, I had a good visit with the missus. Tell me, Harvey, do you and the missus still have marital relations? And Harvey says, oh, no, we have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Pedro, the number's 272-9228. What have we unleashed? What have we wrought on our audience this afternoon? Appreciate the call, Crawdad.
Sure.
Thank you, my buddy. All right.
This morning, Siri said, don't call me Shirley.
You were in airplane mode.
Yeah.
I got a few. I've heard a few of these.
What's brown and sticky?
Brown and sticky. You know, there's a...
A stick!
Wait a minute. What's brown and you're saying it's a...
Stick! Yes.
Wow. Hilarious. What else you got?
I thought about going on an all-almond diet, but that's just nuts.
An all-almond diet? Yeah, that would be nuts, wouldn't it?
Want to hear a joke about paper?
The next time your family says,
let's get nuts!
It's Tucker Bacana, North McDonough.
You want to hear a joke about paper?
Sure.
Never mind. It's terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, God. These are awful.
Keep going. We got a whole 60 seconds here for more of these great jokes.
I don't play soccer because I enjoy the sport. I'm just doing it for kicks.
Okay. That's cute. I'm smiling. Keep going.
What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle?
Well, whenever I think of a well-dressed man on a bicycle, I think of Obama. You know, our powerful last president.
A tire.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else?
This graveyard looks overcrowded. People must be dying to get in there. I'm not sure why I went into that voice. But
Joey has to answer the phone now, so there'll be no more of those. In the meantime, what if I could call Duncan Tomlinson and file for divorce from Joey as my radio partner? I don't think they handle that kind of a case. Actually, that was fun. Divorce, however, on the other hand, is one of life's most challenging experiences because it's not just a matter of property. It's not just a matter of time. It's a matter of feelings, powerful feelings that can, in some cases, get into your head and have you get too involved. It's your divorce, but you know what? You're much better off focusing on yourself and the challenges in front of you than you are trying to fight the battle, because you're not going to win. You're not. You need to let, if you're a man, you need to let women who are experienced at representing men in matters of divorce do that for you so you can focus on the changes that are coming up in your life. You know, going to another house to visit your kids, or perhaps you and the kids setting up shop in another location. Even down to the drive to work being different. All of these things, if you're a regular human being, these are going to be challenges. Takes getting used to. So let Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson handle the tough stuff. Let them fight the battles. And you deal with the battle of life. 514-65, that's not their number, excuse me, 819-8910, 819-8910. DivorceForMenAlabama.com is the web address. I'm really okay. I really am. I'm kind of multitasking here as things are changing. DivorceForMenAlabama.com is the number. 819-4810. Call that number if you want to speak and consult with Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Got to get them back on the show so they can hit me for that faux pas with the number. You know, that rarely happens to me, but it's been one of those days, not to make excuses. 531.
Hey, everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just popped up a new accident marker here on 65 southbound. That's going to be right before you get to South Boulevard. Not backing traffic up yet. Not seeing any big backups anywhere, as a matter of fact. The only thing we got is some stop-and-go stuff around the boulevard, and it looks like most of that is going to be around your major intersections with long light cycles. 85 looking really good. 65, other than that one spot right before South Boulevard, is looking real good as well. And Atlanta Highway is moving along pretty well. The National Clearance Event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Unlock your clearance price. ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Schools back in session, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. In the aftermath of a weekend blaze that left part of Booker T. Washington Magnet School in Montgomery a pile of rubble, fire officials have ruled out arson as a possible cause for the fire. Meanwhile, students and faculty will spend the rest of the school year at the recently closed Hainville Road School location. Governor Kay Ivey has created a group to encourage participation in the 2020 census as the state faces the possibility of losing a congressional seat. Ivey announced the Alabama Counts Census Committee during a Monday news conference at the state capitol. And the Alabama Crimson Tide tops the AP preseason top 25 poll for the third straight season. The Tide is just the second team to take the top spot in the poll for three consecutive seasons. The Auburn Tigers are in the top five, coming in at number nine. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our better-than-normal rain chances continue, in fact, scattered to numerous storms around, and even in the overnight hours tonight, the threat remains. Overnight low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow, as a front approaches, showers and storms are likely. In fact, locally heavy downpours in some towns, high temperature in the upper 80s, and then on Wednesday, behind the front, mostly sunny, less humid, with a high around 89, down to the upper 60s on Wednesday night, and still dry on Thursday with plenty of sun and somewhat lower humidity. That'll be nice. You can follow the details of weather changes before they happen with our free weather app, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer, call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hate those bad drivers.
Welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Since we were taking this incredibly long all-day journey to the very first photo I ever put on Facebook looking for something, and I never found what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to say to you. I did come across a couple of old Weekly World Newses.
Nice.
Yeah.
So no more dad jokes?
Severed leg hops to hospital. some of the good ones. And there's a whole collection of Weekly World News. This was a tabloid, black and white tabloid. I guess they stopped making it. And some of the stuff in there actually happened. But the thing, like, World War II bomber found on moon. Like, it just went off course and flew all the way to the moon. B-17. Yeah, it had quite the range, but not quite that far. Trick cigar blows man's head off. That's another good one. How to tell if you're possessed. Gay aliens found in UFO wreck. Dick Cheney is a robot, it says. The infamous Batchild. I used to do updates on Batchild from time to time. Bill Clinton hires three-breasted intern. I remember that one. I think I may have bought that copy. Here's one Emily would love. The world's biggest cat. It's like an 89-pound, 11-year-old cat. Just enormous. President Clinton rides in UFO. The terror of Bigfoot. Face of Satan seen over U.S. Capitol. That was just a fuzzy picture of Nancy Pelosi. New wave of Elvis sightings. I was Bigfoot's love slave. world's smallest face. What's moon to explode in 6 months. I guess that didn't happen.
Can't just skim past. I was Bigfoot's love slave.
Yeah.
Not in this current political climate.
Explorers lost in cave since 1963 found alive. There's a picture of a horse with a human face. How about that?
Huh.
Amazing, amazing stuff. Any of these could be our most electrifying story of the day. Maybe we'll find one. We'll do an electrifying memory. A lot of Bigfoot stuff. Bigfoot baby found.
Mm-hmm.
Our toilet is haunted by a plumber's ghost. And for the best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, that's Clark's. 277-2125. ClarkComfort.com or Alabama certification number 99004 as we welcome King Mumnut the First.
You know, sometimes you spoil my moment.
How do I do
that? That was the world news thing. Wasn't that the little paper thing that made up stories?
Well, some of them actually sort of were true. Some of the stuff in there, most of it, the headline stories were pretty off the deep end.
Why didn't the media complain about that when they were making up stories like who's the guy with the conspiracy thing?
Alex Jones.
Yeah. But now they won't complain about him. But, you know, the Weekly World News was always out there, no complaint.
Well, yeah, but you see, big difference because they don't like... I'm glad Trump has stood up, you know, this whole censorship thing with the big media. I hope there's a way to fight that because that's very scary. You know, the market should decide whether or not people are going to watch Alex Jones and not Congress.
Yeah. Hey, since I'm king, yeah. I demand that you play that. You remember that William Tell overture where the woman was complaining about her day?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that in a while.
The mom song?
It's the William Tell Overture tune.
Okay, yeah, that's a song for moms. That's a song for, yeah. I might be able to wedge that in before the end of the hour. I'll call out the wedgeman. Thanks, Mumnut. So I think we have a potential Weekly World for our Mr. Electric story this afternoon.
And we're done with the dad jokes?
You got one? Then you have to tell.
But I like telling dad jokes. Sometimes he laughs.
You ought to look into becoming one. Not a dad joke, but a dad.
A dad?
You'll be well prepared because this is the stuff you're going to have to tell the kids on those long car trips.
Wait, how do you become a dad?
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news. It's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
This is high voltage, all right, because I had no idea until I saw this on the cover of an old Weekly World News. Before the events of May the 1st, 2011, when Obama walked out to the podium with reelected, flashing off his forehead, did you know that Osama bin Laden had been captured by rednecks? Look at this. Look at the picture here. Terror chief hunted down in Missouri.
Oh, that's convincing.
He was actually here.
Wow, the whole time. Wow.
How did he get out of the country without getting noticed? But there he is with a couple of good old boys and some barnyard animals and stuff and laying on his side, full beard. In fact, if he wasn't wearing the traditional... radical Islamic garb that we...
I still can't get over, what was it? I was Bigfoot sex slave or...
Yeah. Shocking reason you need to get a barcode tattoo. My goodness. So there were other big stories. U.S. currency accidentally printed with disappearing ink. You open your wallet and there's all this paper in there with nothing on it. So now you know, this is not being taught in schools, that for a period of time prior to May 1st, 2011, Osama bin Laden was actually captured by rednecks in Missouri and somehow eluded them and made it back to Pakistan. How about that?
How about it?
How about this? The next time you have an electrical project that needs completion at your house, call Mr. Electric. This is an amazing company. By the way, they're looking for electricians or electricians who might want to come out of retirement, work a few hours for a great company. They do it all. When they say upfront pricing, as Rusty did in the announcement, when you need something done, whether it's install, repair, they do it all if it involves electricity. But they tell you a price up front. That's the price you pay. When the installation is complete, they make sure that there's no debris, it's all cleaned up, and that all you're left with is the great result you called for in the beginning with. Now, if you'd like to learn more, visit MrElectric.com or call right now, 269-8886, 269-8886. If you're looking to go back to work as an electrician, call Dan Black. You ain't going to work for a better guy than Dan Black. And you can reach out to him, 3 to 5 years experience minimum, at 399-0059. Excuse me, I've had number issues today. 399-0059. That's Dan Black at Mr. Electric.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No new accidents to report. Everything's good there. We are still seeing some rain in the area. In fact, taking a look over at the old radar, we can see that we're going to be in for a pretty good bit more as the evening rolls along. So keep your eyes open and beware of some wet, nasty roadways out there. Right now, the interstate systems are doing pretty well. Kind of stop and go, some brake light parades around the boulevard, but it looks like Atlanta Highway and everything else looking real good. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Vito, our friends at Marguerite, they moved down the street to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughan Road now. Yeah, I know that, dummy. They're right there by the other end, by the, where they got the Chianti. What's that called? Pepper Tree Steak and Wine. Yeah, Pepper Tree Steak and Wine with the Chianti. Yeah, you got the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine. You got the Doug's too. You got La Jolla. You got all kinds of stuff. Now you got Margaritos in the Pepper Tree.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 mattress models from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Dad Jokes with Joey Clark. I found one more area on Facebook I can explore. So while I'm
when you're looking for your check? Oh, no. I've got to do more dad jokes.
National Radio Day is almost over, man. It's true.
It's a very special day, too. It's a very special day.
You didn't put those away, did you?
Yeah, I might have.
What are you doing on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Oh, I'm hanging out with Troy, good friend, and I might be talking about SummerSlam and why I like wrestling so much, despite, you know, the usual knock against it. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon, though?
No, what about it?
Great food, no atmosphere.
That's funny. That's funny.
How many apples grow on a tree?
I don't know.
All of them.
That was good.
Why did the coffee file a police report?
Why did the coffee file a police report? Don't know.
It got mugged.
Okay. We're going downhill now. If you haven't noticed, I have.
What do you call, and Pedro will love this one, and this is a little edgy given the current political climate, but what the hell, Trump's president? What do you call a Mexican who has lost his car?
A Mexican who has lost his car. I don't know.
Car loss.
Car lost.
Carlos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to hear a joke about construction?
We have certainly positioned you huge tune in.
Before you go, you want to hear a joke about construction?
Sure.
I'm still working on it.
Who's this?
Mr. Green.
Oh, geez. Didn't we already do this today?
We are getting close to Halloween.
Yeah.
And I have a joke about that.
Yeah, after all, it is only 2 months and 2 weeks away. It's right on top of us. Yes?
Did you know what you call an insect that gives milk?
An insect that gives milk. I don't know. A what?
A booby.
A boo-bee. Oh, I see, with the little stinger. Okay.
A boo-bee?
Yeah, we got it.
It's berry bee, I get it.
Yeah.
Very scary.
It's like a night bee.
Usually we do this once a month, and then you call back the next month. This is the first time we've done it, like, within 20 minutes.
Yo-y! Yoey inspired me today.
Oh, Yoey did?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Well, that's good.
Well, Pedro, I'll tell you, I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro. It's a total
Should ripoff. I? Very good, Mr. Yoey.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
And did you know that the shovel was a groundbreaking invention?
But did you know why the tiger broke up with his girlfriend?
Why did the tiger break up with his girlfriend?
Oh, he found out she was a cheetah.
What do you call a fork? Never mind, I ruined it. I already led with the punchline.
Oh, no, Mr.
I'm sorry.
We're out of time.
That's the dad joke buzzer.
That's the show.
Holy cow. Well, Ron, we have his name, so we may as well let him talk. Ron?
Hey, guys, I got one for you.
Okay.
What do you call a one-legged woman?
Hold on while I get my hand near the dump button. Go ahead. What do you call a one-legged woman?
Eileen. You know what she
does? Oh, damn it. Come on.
She works at IHOP.
Yeah. Well, we did hear about the
I know. Hey, I don't feel so bad listening to not Carlos, but whatever that fellow's name was.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't it great to have an encore appearance from him tonight? He must have heard the applause. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ron. Yeah. It's just that we're out of time.
I'll tell you, Greg, as we leave here on this National Radio Day, the rotation of the Earth really makes my day.
5:55. I'm going to go over and see if I can't find a large roll of carpeting at Georgia Floors Direct and have them roll me up in it.
Right.
Just for the night. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination for almost half a century now. For more than half of that time, Jeff Mallinson's been a part of it over there. He's a great guy. And you know what? He's hired a bunch of other great guys to help people navigate tens and tens of thousands of square feet of choices and all types of high fashion flooring that you can buy at a real wholesale price and have installed by the best in the business. They don't complicate it. That's what I love about them. They don't get into, I can't even say the S word when I talk about them. They don't do the word sale because it's wholesale. It's part of a word. They don't need to do that. That's the best price you can get on anything unless somebody's giving away for free. So stop by and see Jeff and his team on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969.
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Oh, my goodness. We have waited until the very end of the day to start stacking up some accidents over here on 65 northbound. Now, I'm seeing a couple of markers. It's probably two people reporting the same accident. But between the interchange and North Boulevard, things are really stacked up on 65 northbound. I'm also seeing an accident on North Boulevard right before you get to I-65. There's some slow traffic between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. It's just slow traffic there. It's not stopped or slowed way down. And around the boulevard, everything's looking pretty decent. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery. Hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office, or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.